people die. Yes. History is destroyed. Historical monuments are destroyed. Children are afraid in their beds. Mothers are afraid in their beds. Economies collapse.
All of those things.
I see no reason for that. Now, war is about difference of opinion and differences in points of view of life. And the opposite of that seems like sameness, similarity, agreement. So am I asking warring factions to agree? Sort of a big thing to ask, isn't it? So I can't exactly get downstream with that because I don't exactly believe that that will happen, especially in this particular conflict that seems to have so much history at the heart of it. So, and my work here is not to affect peace on earth. My work here is to come into alignment with my own being. But I've been having a hard time coming into alignment with my own being because so much of that is so in my face, and I care so much about humanity, and man's inhumanity to man is just taking my breath away. So I want to find a way of getting my brain wrapped around war, around conflict, around disagreement that isn't so painful to me. Are there any who participate in war who go gladly and willingly? Is everyone involved in war doing something that they don't want to do? In other words, if they signed you up and dragged you off, you might feel that you are being forced to do something that you don't want to do. But do you think that's true of everyone?
No.
So there are some of them that are not so different from the sparring of fencing or the football players who are banging against each other. There actually are people who have all of their lives prepared themselves for this kind of engagement. And do they have the right to do that?
Yes.
So does that give you any sense of ease, or are you still beating the drum of the innocents that are dragged into it?
No, I can understand that. I can understand that people, that's what they choose to do.
So, in your lifetime, has there ever been a time that there was not war somewhere on your planet?
No.
And while it seems bigger sometimes than others, can it therefore be accepted, or does it make you feel better to accept, that there will always be people with disagreements that see that as the way to work it out?
Yes, I believe that's true.
And in understanding that because it's not just the way of their working it out, in many cases it's what they have prepared their entire lives to do. So war can be seen as a sort of co-creative experience that me, from my standpoint, really does not have the right to condemn or to cause to cease. And fortunately, since I can't stop it anyway, coming into alignment with the idea that it's not my job to do that, do you feel any resolution taking place at all? Now, we know we're reaching in all of this. We feel some ease happening with some. That might be all that you can stand to do for one segment of time. But coming into alignment with it. Now let's see how far we've come. So you have this picture of a more peaceful world. Are you willing to in your progressive aligning process, are you willing to encourage most of the world to be peaceful while you will allow some football games or whatever to continue? So, and since you want most of the world to be peaceful, do you acknowledge that the majority of the world must be called that, the majority of the world? In other words, if you take all of the villages and all of the people and all of the population, even of what's present in your time now, not even talking about what is coming.